These cubes are improperly balanced. I believe their final resting position would be...
Now remember, scream as hard as you can.
Can only be brandished by beings of extraordinary strength.
Ohatmu or Not covers the official handbook of the Marvel Universe Deluxe Edition, an encyclopedia series published from 1985 to 1988 by Marvel Comics. This was the second volume of the official handbook, or Ohatmu for short, with more pages and more art pulled from the comics themselves. And we cover it in the style of the Legion of Superbloggers' famed Hot or Not feature, with several panelists with little to no knowledge of the Marvel Universe giving their first impressions of each character, its look, concept, and story. Warning, we don't cover each issue all in one go, but a few characters at a time. Double warning, if I know my guests, listener discretion is advised. Ohatmu or Not is a proud member of the Fire and Water Podcast Network. This is your host, Siskoid of Siskoid's Blog of Geekery, and with me today are...
I'm Elise, Havana Nights from Hot or Not.
This is Isabel, co-creator of the YouTube channel Mindlinked, and lip balm on Hot or Not.
I'm Amelie from the YouTube channel Amy Ultraviolet.
This is Natalie, co-creator of the YouTube channel Mindlinked, also DJ Nut on Hot or Not.
This is Josie, art girl from Hot or Not.
This is Shotgun from Hot or Not.
Episode 18, Captain Universe to Celestials.
Captain Universe,
Jesus,
isn't one single person.
Oh.
Rather, it's what you become when you are empowered by the Unipower, a manifestation of the Enigma Force, during a time of crisis, either personal or universal. The power moves around and gives the host this fancy costume and powers like super strength, flight, the ability to manipulate matter, heal wounds, project force beams, hypnotize people into telling the truth, you name it. Thus far, people who have been Captain Universe include an astronaut, a pair of twin sisters, a cat burglar, a baseball player, a toddler, and people you know like Bruce Banner, Doctor Strange, Spider-Man, and recently... Deadpool, among others. Captain Universe's personality is always a magnified version of the hosts.
Oh, dear God.
Oh. Pictured here fighting Baron Karza of the Microverse.
So, he's like basically a big adrenaline rush.
I'm not sure how to do this because he would be different all the time.
And
but you can do the costume.
Yeah, we have a lot to talk about right
now.
I
like it. I know. Like, his hands look way too big, though.
Oh, my God. It's enormous. But look at
that. I like the costume, actually.
The stars.
Yeah.
I love it. I actually like the top part. I mean, it's interesting, the design and all, but why is the rest all white?
Yeah, I wish it would have been,
like,
all black or something.
It bothers me. There should have been some more design or something different. I don't know.
I like it.
It's the same color as the stars. It complements it.
It's energy.
Maybe that's why it's just white.
Yeah.
So that it's like more like, woo!
Just like a constellation and then pure energy.
So I could be Captain Universe?
Yes.
I could.
In a time of personal or world crisis.
Could I be Captain Universe?
You could all be Captain Universe.
I could have used that this week.
But it would amplify your personalities.
Oh.
So.
And that would be terrifying.
I don't know what situation my amped up personality would help me more. I am not sure how that would help.
Yeah, you can barely function now.
Yeah, what would that do? I'd be singing constantly.
You'd just be normal.
Maybe.
Feel alright. Yeah, you don't even get any powers. You're just like more a secretary.
You're really good at filing, though. So, if you're dating Captain Universe, you're basically like speed dating a bunch of different people.
Okay.
Oh,
that sounds terrible.
Actually, question. If he's not like in use,
where does he go?
Yeah, like what happens?
I think he's apparently always in use, but across the entire universe.
Happens if there's more than one use? Can there be more than one use?
There's
the
time he was twins, but normally a single person would be.
So there's always someone that's more worthy.
Somewhere, Captain Universe. Someone is Captain Universe right now.
But what happens when you sort of quit being Captain Universe?
Oh my God, imagine that.
Does it leave you, like, scathed?
Are you drained from your energy?
Wait, you're not Captain Universe anymore, but you're fine.
Imagine if someone is more worthy of the title while you're doing super stuff. And then you are flying and just fall. Dead.
Yeah, like how long does it last?
Yeah.
Until the crisis is over.
So you'd be okay for that at least.
I'm definitely picturing this like when you get the star in Mario. Absolutely.
Not a sponsor.
We do not.
Other video games are available.
Does he remember, like, if I would become Captain Universe, would I remember that I was badass? Yes. Oh, I need to be Captain Universe.
Well, that's good and that's sad, because you remember being badass, but you're no longer a superhero, so...
Does he just have, like, one manly form, or does he change depending?
It's like the suit is around whatever person.
Okay, so it
I mean, if he's a girl, he's just like a female version.
Okay, yeah. Oh, that's cool. So, I wish they would have showed that.
Is there a tiny, tiny suit for the toddler?
Oh, is it like just diapers? Because that would make
it Wait, my question is, what's the crisis that asked a toddler to be Captain Universe?
What happened?
But I must say, that's a long list of really cool superpowers, though.
I mean, so he can heal, right?
Anything, really.
So he can hypnotize? So if he breaks your heart, he can heal it afterwards. I just made myself gag.
Captain Universe, hot or not?
Wait, confusing. I have a question before.
Okay. Ooh.
A cat burglar.
Don't go there.
Please do.
Don't do that.
The cat in the room is very disappointed.
Go.
Okay.
No, don't.
Is it a person who steals cats?
No.
A cat that steals things?
No.
I wish it was.
I wish that it's a cat.
I wish it was.
You know very well what it is.
I think it's a cat.
Why can't he be both?
A cat who steals cats?
I've spoken my piece.
Captain Universe, hot or not?
Confusing.
I like it. I like him too. Like, I don't think you could date him. I don't see how that would work at all.
That's
but
the
I think
thing.
It's
like
cool.
Speed dating. It's like once you get to know him, his personality, it's like bam, it's someone else that I might dislike.
And then you get to date a toddler.
Or twins.
For like
or
2 days. You know, like
or Doctor Strange.
Ah!
That's your loophole.
Okay, maybe what we can do is just, like, pick we want a date, put them in a crisis.
Constant crisis.
But it needs to be the most important crisis in the universe.
Yeah, give me 10 minutes. My question is, why would you put him in a crisis to date him? Just date him.
Captain Universe.
Okay, it's fine. Your in.
I think her point was that if you date him... crisis.
Oh!
Wait, is that what you meant?
That's no.
Are you?
No. That's not like what that. You meant.
No.
Are you calling us the worst? Again?
Because we are, but fuck you.
Oh, that was foul language. I'm uncomfortable now.
Oh. Wow. The sensors are going crazy. I don't understand what's happening in his torso.
It's abs.
Yeah, but is that his rib cage?
Problem solved.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a part of the rib cage.
It's like weirdly more
he's sucking
nakedy.
He's sucking
it's probably his rib cage is bigger than what his torso is.
Yeah, but it's just weird the way the shade jitting is done. You would have think that
I think it's because of the white. It's hard.
There's something very naked about his costume. That's what was disturbing me about the white part. I don't know. It's
too naked.
It's sort of too naked, tight. But metallic all at once.
I say hot.
I like it.
Yeah, I'm fine with
it. I'm cool with this.
Dateable? Not really, but I want that power.
I mean, I like change.
And you also like really intense people.
It's not a general win. As soon as I get tired of someone I'm dating, bam. Twins.
Toddler.
Black Tom Cassidy.
No.
Cassidy, Black Tom. The evil cousin of the Irish X-Man Banshee. Be patient, he's up next. Whose mutant power is to fire flames from any piece of wood. He was... Stop it. He was heir to the family fortune, but wagered it all on the throw of the dice and lost it all to his cousin, to which he also lost the woman they both loved.
Aww.
He turned to crime to get cash and thrills. He is best friends with Juggernaut, another X-Men villain, and the adopted father of Siren, a mutant heroine whose real dad is Banshee, but was kidnapped after her mother died and whom he once made an accomplice in his crimes.
Wow, that's a lot to put on a... How are you related to this person?
He gentlemanly exonerated her in a letter to the authorities when she decided to go her own way. For a murderous supervillain, he's a reasonably pleasant guy. Pictured using his power.
I'd watch that show.
Oh,
I mean, so pieces of wood.
I mean, he'd be pretty popular with cavemen.
Or, you know,
that would have been useful then.
I thought you would have said, like, in camping, since that's our
also
stuff.
Camping. But,
that'd be so extra easy. Useful. That's yeah. Actually
or
the
dangerous.
Most useful.
Out of all the people who we've seen, like, turn bad, I think a failed relationship is one of the least crazy, ridiculous ones. So I'm accepting his reasons.
I mean, how do you get in a situation where you're waging your entire fortune and your girlfriend on a dice throw?
I like that. That bad call.
Watch me win this. Like, there's not a point where he just said, like, this is a bad idea. Oh, shit, I just threw in dice.
Fuck it. It's always a bad idea because either you're losing your woman or double or nothing. You get home with two women.
He lost the stuff separately.
Because I was wondering what he was going to win.
The castle. No.
A second woman.
And double that fortune.
Can we talk about how lusciously luscious his hair is?
I know.
I love it.
I even like the mustache.
Oh, yeah,
somehow.
Me too.
Oh my god, look at the beard here.
It's all twirly. It's like Jafar.
Yeah.
Love it. He looks like an English, like, duke. Or something.
But he looks
Irish.
He looks pleasant.
Oh, he's
like,
Irish.
He does. Like, if you didn't
I wouldn't have guessed.
Dublin, yeah.
Nice. If you didn't tell me he was evil, I would have thought he was a nice guy, because just his face is so warm and comforting. Like, he'd just be like, Jose, you're
it's on in the
person.
Collar.
It's in the collar.
The evil is in the collar, but the niceness is in the smile.
He just looks so sincere.
There's something very musketeer-esque.
Yeah, I would trust this guy. I mean, the get-up is a bit weird, but I would trust this guy.
And I must say that I appreciate the fact that he doesn't have the bucket boots.
Yeah.
Oh.
You think he would in this case.
I mean,
case.
You know he has style.
There you
look
go.
At him. He knows the difference.
Yeah, just normal boots.
What's on his chest? Is it a bat? Is it a stick?
Stick with fire. It's a totem pole bat.
It looks like a
symbol of
dragon.
Is because of the fire?
I don't know. It looks like dragon wings to me.
Yeah.
I don't know, but the belt looks like a Pokeball.
Yeah.
No, definitely.
It looks like a wrestling belt.
Yeah.
That would disagree with everything.
His shirt doesn't look convenient movement-wise.
No.
Maybe it's super comfy, though.
It looks like
I guess he's got room in the shoulders.
Like, he doesn't... Like, it won't rip on his shoulders because it's too tight for his big muscles. It's just loose.
But then he doesn't look too muscly, too. I like that.
That's
lean.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How tall is he?
6.
I like that height.
Yeah, dark blue eyes, black hair.
Oh, those are...
Dark blue eyes.
That's pretty much all the things I like.
I know.
Yum.
Yeah, he looks like clever. He looks like you'd have a battle of wits.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was going to say, you mean a battle of wits with an Irish accent, but I realized I can't with an Irish accent. So please, editing, Mike, work your magic.
Make accents for us.
Okay, just leave this here. Everyone knows that we're all him throwing his voice at
our
accents.
Ah, yes.
But we're just saying that so people don't believe us.
No, believe the illusion. Pay no attention to the man behind the mic.
Any piece of wood, any pieces of wood that he touches is on fire. I like to think of a toothpick just like, hey, look what I can do.
You'd always
magic.
Have a match.
Just like, magic, poof.
Candles, and it would be... Perfect date.
Super romantic.
Perfect. Unless he can't control, like, the volume of fire. He's like, I'm gonna light this guy.
table, but the table is made out of wood.
Oh, poor guy.
I like the colors of the outfit, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I would have preferred it more red than orange, obviously. Mm-hmm. But that's just my personal taste on the orange.
Why is he called Black Tom?
His name is...
Thomas Samuel Ian and Cassidy, which sounds the poshest name ever.
Well, it's Thomas Black Tom Cassidy, so whatever.
It just means you're a bad guy.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Black Tom.
That's
Black
racist. Tom.
That's a bit of a leap.
No.
He burns wood.
So I'm a millennial. I'm easily offended, Mike.
So apart from the fact that he's a murderous supervillain, mm-hmm. I like that he's pleasant.
Look over it.
You know what? I could too. I like that he's Irish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, damn.
That's a bonus. To all our Irish listeners.
Hi!
Hey!
Hey there.
It's like his evil job. It's like the same as mine. Like, my job.
Really?
And this is why.
Elaborate.
No, I need a Venn diagram of this.
We're practically the same people.
No, but work is a different aspect of his life. I'm not proud of my job. I don't really like to talk about it. So it's like, you have your job, whatever that is. I have my job, whatever that is. And when we get together, well, that's the time we have together. We'll not talk about our separate jobs. And I'm fine with whoever you kill.
Well,
that's a good philosophy.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you have to divide, you know, private life and work life.
Yeah.
And private murder.
Yes.
Public murder.
I don't murder for work. She says.
Black Tom, hot or not?
I'm okay with him.
I like him hot. Too.
He looks like a witch at the bottom panel.
Yeah.
See how he handles that wood?
That's a big one. I think I would ask Cassidy, Black Tom to cut his beard a little bit because I don't like the flippy thing. Yeah, but the mustache is rocking my world. And the hair is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I'm all about it. Were I single, I'd be all up in that shit.
What if he plays baseball?
I don't think he'll play
baseball.
What?
It's a piece of wood that is...
They're no longer made out of wood.
Yeah.
Not professionally, anyway.
Does he look like he would play professional baseball?
Well, I mean, he plays gentleman baseball.
Yeah. Cricket, really. He plays cricket. Okay.
Cassidy, comma, Black Tom. Hot.
Hot.
Yep. Got to roll, baby. Got to
roll, baby. Got to roll, baby. Eddie needs a new pair of shoes.
11 and a boy. Do it a few more times. We're all gonna get well.
Seven and winner.
And another one.
Sean Cassidy.
Pardon me?
Cassidy, Sean, a.k.a. Banshee. An X-Man with the power to emit a sonic wail that can shatter solid objects.
Wait. Like a
but whale? Also put people into a hypnotic trance, make opponents pass out, or create a wave on which he can glide. An Irish aristocrat, he won the family fortune from his cousin in a dice game, remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And married the woman of his dreams. An Interpol agent... He was away on a mission when she discovered she was pregnant and gave birth to a daughter. She died in a terrorist attack while he was away, and he never knew he had a daughter. She was taken in by Black Tom. He threw himself into his work and eventually wound up working with the X-Men. At this point, he's retired because he damaged his vocal cords in battle, but his powers did return later. A free spirit who only gets irate when Black Tom is concerned, he's a hopeless ladies' man with a particular fondness for American westerns. Pictured in civilian clothes with a pipe. And then there's the same shot on the opposite page in full costume. Still with the pipe. He's also shown fighting robot cowboys in Westworld, coming through a wall with Colossus and Storm, and flying in to catch a falling Cyclops. Because Cyclops sucks.
Aww.
I hate him. I hate him so much.
Cyclops, yeah.
No.
No, Cassidy, Sean.
Can I say hello, 70s? Oh, my God.
No, goodbye, 70s.
He sounds like he has, like, that cliche, posh voice that, but, like, Oh yes, I went in my yacht the other day and I had crumpets.
Pip on my pipe.
Except Irish.
I can't do an Irish accent. I've established this.
I can almost do an Irish accent, but I can't. I won't.
I'm not even close.
Isn't the Banshee some sort of rampage woman that has been heartbroken or something?
It's a ghost that wails into the night mm-hmm. and draws well, that's you to your why death.
The wailing.
The wailing.
Every time, it's just picture a whale.
Me too.
Okay. I can't imagine space whaling.
Now, if this guy could make whales appear and throw them at you,
Wait,
I'm impressed.
Wait. No, it's a sonic scream.
Wait, you say that. There's a cartoon I watch. She can throw narwhals at you. It's a death thing. It's narwhals.
It's okay, amazing.
Love is it. He, narwhal beam.
Is he using his scream to fly?
Yes. Or,
oh my god. Oh.
It's a...
Oh, so he sort of like bounces off things through screaming.
There's another superhero in X-Men that had that in the...
That's him.
It's a thing.
Is it him? Yeah, it's
he's in first class, isn't he?
Yes.
Ah, but he looks so much douchier.
Well, he's blonde, so that's already.
But he was in X-Men first
I believe
class,
it's red hair because
yeah,
Irish.
Yeah, I was going to say. But it looks blonde.
He looks like.
It's like
strawberry blonde, I guess.
Strawberry blonde.
Reddish red. Blonde.
The pose he's doing in the costume one makes him even more of a douche.
Oh,
I like the hip. The like.
Yeah, the hips on the side.
Oh, this with is not pie.
Friendly in my
Demo hips don't lie.
Look at me being sassy.
With my
Yeah, the leprechaun pipe.
Is that what it... Is that the thing?
I don't know.
Are they being racist towards Irish people?
Like, it's like something a hobbit would smoke.
Yeah. It's really...
It's really long.
Yeah, it's much shorter normally.
Like, what the hell? And what's with the wings?
To glide?
He's like a squirrel.
Except for screaming.
Squirrel.
Oh god, never mate. He's the perfect mate for you.
No.
So much sadness here in the studio.
I disagree.
Oh my god, if you guys dated, our ears would no longer function.
No.
We'd just bleed from the ears.
I thought they didn't already.
What? Oh god. What's his personality?
Do we hate him even more?
Awful.
He's awful.
He's
a ladies' man.
Ugh. Douche.
Douche.
Hopeless. A hopeless ladies' man.
Gross. What does that mean?
You know.
He tries but never gets
He's not good at it?
Hopeless ladies man means he keeps falling in love, maybe.
I know.
Really?
Like a hopeless romantic, but...
Ladies man kind of suggests... It's
like
suggests
he's not
like
good
a
at
sleaziness.
It. Yeah.
That comes with...
Okay.
He looks like
too.
A porn actor.
He does.
The turtleneck is the worst.
It's the turtleneck.
You know what, though? For real? If I had that, I'd probably wear that turtleneck.
I don't know, because look at the design on it. It looks like chest hair.
It looks like popcorn to me.
Honestly, I don't mind the turtleneck. It's the orange suit that's way too long on the hips.
That's not orange.
Well, it looks like red.
It's
orange
on our copies.
Oh, yeah,
copies.
Terracotta. Yes, that's what I was going to say.
Terracotta color is still in the orange group for me, so I dislike it very much.
I mean, I don't dislike the costume, though. The colors are better than the suit.
Yeah, the costume is pretty okay.
I like the stripes on the wings.
It's a little bee-like, but it's all right.
I find with the green it separates it, but...
Mm-hmm.
Does he have more than one costume? Why isn't a black costume at the bottom here?
There he's dressed as, I think he's a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent in that panel.
He's a cowboy. And S.H.I.E.L.D. was like, you can't wear that.
You're a cowboy now.
His butt looks pretty good in that
It looks fabulous.
To give him props.
Butts.
I just want to punch him in the face.
That's why you need to look at this picture.
I can't.
Where you can see him smile.
I'm going to slap him and be like, no.
I can't get over his face. It's just, oh god.
So is Banshee hot or not?
No, Sean? As soon as we like the other guy, we weren't gonna like him, right?
Yeah.
Like, basically, that's what was gonna happen.
You have to pick sides. You can't like Black Tom and Banshee.
You've picked.
Yes.
Oh, evil. Definitely.
Picked we side.
Picked evil.
You picked evil.
Yeah. What do you think we were going to do?
Is
this going to be one of those things where people are like, what the hell happened?
Yes, because look at him, is the new angel.
It's the angel crisis all over again.
I hate when people are happy. He doesn't have a sad story.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't.
He had a daughter that he doesn't know about and was stolen from him. His wife died.
No.
But his beloved wife died in a terrorist attack.
Oh, my God.
A wife he won during dice roll or something.
Did he like her for real, or was she just a prize?
Yeah, did he actually like her, or was she just like douche? It was like, oh yeah, Black Tom likes that girl, I'm gonna steal her.
I don't
even want to have your version of the story. This is the version that I'm sticking by.
Yeah, he's just a douche.
He's a hopeless ladies' man. He liked that woman for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Or his heart was broken.
Oh.
No.
And he became a ladies' man.
Captain
Kirk after Edith Keeler.
What?
James Bond after the wife.
What?
I saw that one. I'm sorry to all the people who will be outraged in the comments.
But I'm not sorry.
I agree with you. I dislike this person very, very much.
I don't have very strong feelings, but I don't like him. Like, I'm not as intense as you guys are about him.
I prefer the Black Tom's power over his as well.
Yeah.
I mean, fire is cool. Screaming? I can do that myself.
The more you have that power, it goes, the more I dislike him. Every second I look at another picture of him, I see his face again, I'm like, oh, this is getting worse every second.
He does look like a spy.
Yeah.
Like, he worked for Interpol.
Yep.
He has that sort of look to him.
He does look like Sean Connery a little bit.
Mm, yeah, the jawline.
That's all I have to say about him.
Okay. Still a no.
You like fish? I like fish, too. Maybe we should get a bite sometime and talk about it.
I'd rather go out with the fish.
Celestial.
Oh my god, what?
Ooh. Wow, what am I supposed to do with this?
2,000 feet tall.
Pardon me?
2,000 feet tall, cosmic aliens, all clad in full armor. No one has ever seen what hides beneath. We do know, they've visited Earth in the past, each time changing the course of history. Their genetic manipulations of humans a million years ago created superpowered races and the potential for mutants. 25,000 years ago, they sank Atlantis. 1,000 years ago, they got into a fight with Earth's gods like Odin, who all decided to stop manifesting to mankind at that point. Recently, they came to judge humanity and decided we were fit to continue. Okay. We were luckier than most of the planets they visited. Their power is nearly limitless, but they can apparently be killed. Part of the Guardians of the Galaxy movie takes place inside a Celestial's decapitated head.
Ah.
Here we see all known Celestials.
So nowhere is a skull?
Is the skull of Zul.
Yep. Oh. Arishem the Judge, Gamanon the Gatherer, Jemiah the Analyzer, Tefral the Surveyor, one above all.
I like that one.
Nizar the Calculator, Oneg the Prober, Hargan the Measurer, Isan the Searcher, and Ziran the Tester.
I wonder what word would be after my name. Illies the Knitter.
That's good.
Generally, I think they mess up shit and that's not cool.
Yeah. Nope.
You actually see one in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Do we?
Yeah, when they recount the story of the Infinity Gems.
Oh, okay.
You see one.
Oh, yeah, the staff one. This one.
You see one plant a staff. This one? Whatever. Yeah, one of the staffers.
Oh. Okay, the judge looks like he has a bow tie on his crotch.
The judge here.
Yeah. He also famously has a head like a mug.
I like the... I like the analyzer. He has a heart.
The gatherer and a clam.
He also has, a seashell.
A seashell and a crotch.
Oh, that's a good accessory.
The tester also looks like he has a leaf on his crotch, which I find amusing.
We are recommending the crotch right now. The gatherer looks like he has a teapot head.
Oh, he does.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my god, you're right though. The tester looks very bushy somehow.
And somehow, in the measurer, I see a koala bear in his chest.
Oh!
I see lace. What can we find in their outfits? It's like I spy.
Amazing, this is Rorschach.
Oh, look, there's a shotgun.
Oh, yeah. There's a target right there. Searcher. Okay. I can see that.
In my head, the measurer goes around to all of them and goes, you're 2,000 feet tall, and you're 2,000 feet tall, and
maybe the measurer makes the outfits. He's like taking their measurements. He's like, okay, your chest is...
Where does he take the material? My goodness.
I mean, mugs.
Koala.
Koala bear heads.
I can't... The fact that no one has ever seen what hides inside, it's a gamble. It's like the ultimate blind date. It's like meeting in a park in Winnipeg in the middle of winter.
Strange, specific.
But I understand. It's like, he could be handsome. He could be a ball of energy under there. We don't know the gamble.
Well, there's a skull in Guardians of the Galaxy, so I guess there is something inside.
There's millions and millions of tiny, tiny aliens.
Just that all have to like
together.
That,
all work together.
They're all like on little
bike?
Stationary bikes to make them work.
And there's someone, pedal.
There's someone in the middle. Left side. Pedal harder. I can't find them hot.
The calculator looks like he has a face a little bit.
It disturbs me.
Yeah, but it looks like a clown. I don't like it.
No.
Kind of reminds you of a pumpkin. When you carve a pumpkin.
Yeah.
I want that.
What makes the one above all...
Above
the
all?
The one above all.
How do we decide which of you is the leader?
Oh, it's me.
How the one above all got the job.
He just did
who was,
me.
Who
just
was?
Like, shotgun!
Why?
I like the pink one.
Oneg the prober.
There's three pink ones. There's
the
pink.
The baby
like,
pink.
The one above pink. The one that looks like Christmassy.
The green one. I like the heart. The like chest pattern.
I don't know. I'm more about the one above all. I know the color.
So which is the hottest?
Well, they're not hot. They're interesting to look
at. Well, okay. Hottest costume.
Can I choose three?
Yes. You won above all.
Three pink ones?
The hottest above all.
These three.
Oh, okay.
Or like the green one, the pink pink one, and the light pink one.
Okay. I like the light pink one.
Yeah, I like the lavender color. Is it lavender on your face?
Yeah,
a little bit.
Name him for the people who are...
Oneg the Prober.
Oh, the Prober.
But the Prober kind of makes me nervous.
Yeah.
He might be into some kinky stuff in bed.
I can't stop looking at one above all because of the design on the chest and the crotch. And I don't know, it reminds me of something, but I don't know what. It doesn't
I don't
have
like
a face.
Faceless. I was just about to say some
like,
of that.
It looks like space. It's like empty space.
I like that he's faceless.
Can't go wrong.
I don't know why. I just do.
And the thing, the weapon in his back also... I don't know. It reminds me of something, and
it looks like a guitar.
I'm cool with that.
Does the tester look like it's sort of like
wait,
part?
Okay, we're good.
Okay, yeah. Is his back?
Yeah. He looks backwards.
Maybe they built him wrong.
That's why he's the tester.
So which is the naughtest?
The naughtiest.
What do you mean?
Christmas.
The least hot.
Oh,
I don't like the searcher. I don't like the judge.
Where's the searcher?
I think the gatherer is my least favorite.
Yeah, the gatherer is insect-like.
The calculator is too boring for me.
Where's he?
The
blue one?
Yeah, I agree.
I find him to, like, soothing colors. But the searcher is too Christmassy, and the measurer is
it looks like a Ninja Turtle.
He does! He looks like Michelangelo. I don't like him.
You know what? The measurer really has his crotch in her face.
Well, he's like rusty.
Measure away, lady.
But also, the orange detail in the crotch makes it look like it's really tiny.
It's like the camera was a bit too low and he's thrust it a bit too much.
I can't unsee the lace trim on the waist.
You know what? You can't be fancy, okay?
No, it's fine. I'm okay with it. I just can't unsee it.
They look so angry.
Well,
but they don't have face.
They sound like they are. They're not really nice people.
They sound like they just want to destroy everything, and they don't care about our feelings.
Maybe they're the ones that are delightful and we suck.
Yeah. I believe that.
I mean, yeah.
Humans did pass the test. Whatever
test. How the hell did that happen?
It was the 70s.
It wasn't 2016.
Would we pass the test again?
No.
Let's not ask them.
what happens to them? Like, what do they benefit from this?
No one knows. They're mysteries of the universe. Actually,
I need answers. Fuck shit up and leave.
I think they're experimenting on lower beings.
Oh. They're like godlike.
Then they come back and see with their experiment. We're just an ant farm to them.
Oh. Yeah.
Actually, it says here that when they leave, they eradicate all evidence of their recent and past presence for the minds and records of mortal men. We don't even remember that they were here.
Do they actually exist?
They could, but someone drew them. They drew themselves, they sent us a postcard, and we're like, hey, this is what we look like if we exist!
They're Jack Kirby designs. Jack Kirby, not a mortal man.
We'll pretend that we know what that means.
I know what that means.
100%. Shh. He's a guy.
He's pink and he has a big mouth. I'm kidding, Nerdverse. I'm sorry. It's terrible.
That's the last tools we're going to come for.
Definitely.
These cutters can use this stone to mow down entire civilizations like wheat in a field.
There's a little pee coming out of me right now.
Captain Universe by Steve Ditko. Black Tom Cassidy by Steve Lealoha. Sean Cassidy by Mark Bright. Celestials by Keith Pollard.
Comics come in all shapes and sizes.
Coming soon from the Fire and Water Podcast Network.
It's Digest Cast, a new show dedicated to our beloved pocket-sized treasures from that bygone era of the 70s and 80s.
Hosted by the Fire and Water Podcast team of Robin Shag, and we'll be joined from time to time by special guests.
It's Digest Cast, because big things come in small packages.
Coming soon to the Fire and Water Podcast Network.
Female bag? Yeah! All right. We have comments on both the last episode, F-17, with all the captains in it.
Yeah.
Captain America, Captain Britain, Captain Ultra, Captain
Marvel.
Something. Marvel. And the Christmas episode. But let's start with comments for that for the Captain episode. It starts with Chris Franklin of Supermates and Nightcast. He says a few answers about Kentucky, because we wondered what the hell Kentucky was like. He says, yes, we have trees. It does snow here, but not as much as your by your standards. We are indeed famous for horse racing, the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
And there are many fancy horse farms and ranches in my area. Makes for scenic drives through the country. I'm glad the girls found Captain America hot. Cap is my favorite Marvel character, so you have somewhat restored my faith in humanity.
You're welcome.
Come on.
We were talking about him for so long already.
Yep. It was also a favorite of mine. The van and motorcycle were influenced by the late 70s TV movies starring Hunk of Beef, Red Brown. Cisco, you should show the girls some clips of this. I think they'll get a kick out of it. All right, let's go.
Oh, shit!
It's like a field trip.
Ooh. No, the jump buggy!
I want you to remember something. When you come out of jail, pal, the old people around here are my friends. And if I ever hear they have problems again, I'm coming after you. You got that? I'm good.
Those are not pecs. Those are moves.
Oh, there's a motorcycle.
So much falling.
So dramatic.
This was my first experience with Captain America, by the way.
Oh, and God. He's still your favorite?
No, no.
Room under number two stack. Yeah, they're
alright. The shield is pretty cool.
The shield is transparent. Yeah. I don't like that.
Oh no, the dogs.
Oh no! Oh yeah, I like it if that's possible.
It's Captain America.
Yeah, it is.
And how they did the head, like a motorcycle helmet.
May I please add that when he was walking up, the shield was bending.
Yeah.
Oh no! Oh, did he kill him? No.
He keeps throwing people out of vehicles. It's quite dangerous.
What is he doing? Oh no!
Not the policeman!
But, oh.
He's smart. Such a jester.
Oh.
What?
Oh yeah!
That's dangerous.
It's a frisbee!
Oh, let's see how it works.
He's boomerang now?
He's gonna boomerang.
It's an umbrella. It's not a shield.
Oh, that's a good one. Oh my god!
I love the old confused woman.
I changed suit. I don't like those stripes.
Yeah.
Oh no! The motorcycle!
It's okay, we won the van.
The boy. Oh. What's that?
It's a parachute!
Oh, no, no, it's not a parachute.
Oh, no, oh, it's a parachute.
Whoa, where's the motorcycle? He has so many accessories.
Okay. In that last bit, was he holding on to the motorcycle with his thighs?
Yes.
That's a lot of muscles.
Congrats.
Pretty sexy.
Oh, don't get me started again.
Okay.
Daddy.
This version of Captain America.
Just thinking about his thighs.
Okay. All right. Chris goes on. He says, Captain Ultra, really? You girls never fail to surprise, but good on you for appreciating a good sense of humor. For some of us, it's all we got. It's how I landed Cindy, which is his partner on Supermates.
Aww. That's nice.
Because he did say also that as the only other regular female voice on the network, Cindy votes a resounding hot for Cap as well.
See? Yeah, you go, Cindy.
Nathaniel Wayne says, from 90s Comics Retrial, says, I got endless enjoyment out of hearing the girls initially gush over Captain America, knowing he'd start with an advantage because of the movies, and then listing as all the little things keep adding up as they were forced to deal with the comic book version. While I had the Captain America conversation pegged, I would never have guessed how Captain Ultra would go down. You ladies sure know how to keep a listener on his toes. It's a lot of surprise.
He's delightful. Look at him.
Yeah.
Okay, no, maybe don't look at him.
Not directly.
It's a real personality and a good sense of humor can go far.
And look at that smile.
Yes. Oh. I mean, okay, don't look at the smile. Look at the smile for real. He's so cute. It's genuine.
No. Rob Kelly from Film and Water says, I was so sure Captain Britain would be a slam dunk.
Nah.
He's such a mountain of muscle.
But have you listened?
Thing, oh my god.
Have you listened to us?
Did you look at the boots?
I had forgotten what he looked like and then I saw him again.
And you were horrified again.
This person doesn't listen to any of the podcasts.
Clearly we're
muscles,
not.
Muscles don't.
No.
No. Vera Wild says, my life was incomplete before. Now, because I didn't know about this version of Captain Marvel.
Oh, yeah.
Just yes, all the yes and a side of please come closer. Vera also says, thank God she came after Captain Britain to cleanse the palate. Oddly, I remember liking the look from back in the day, but I couldn't tell you why now. And realizing that his British accent would probably be snooty, posh, stiff upper lip rather than the rough and tumble of the street lovable kind, put the nail in that coffin. Unless you're Patrick Stewart, the full of posh just doesn't work.
Agreed.
Patrick Stewart. Pardon me now, I think I need to write some Monica Rambeau, Captain Marvel, Jean-Luc Picard crossover fan fiction.
Send it to us.
Make it so.
Thomas Fovey says, I almost died in a car crash because of the girls.
Oh, sorry.
No, don't listen to us while driving.
And that's
please.
Just the comment.
I was losing it over the deep love for Cap's van. Not Cap, the van.
The van.
I tried so hard to find a toy van to give to the girls for Christmas, and I couldn't, and it
didn't work out.
But if you want to make one and send it to us,
you would really appreciate that.
With little wires and little papers that explain the little parts.
It's also a diagram.
Mike W. From Saskatchewan now has a blog called The Erudite Gorilla.
Cool.
So okay. Check it out at eruditegorilla.wordpress. It's on WordPress.
Do you want to put it on the screen so we can react to his blog? Or
is it about gorillas?
Well, he does want me to show you something, though. He says, "Wow, I'm kind of surprised at this episode. Captain Ultra got almost unanimous hots, but for Captain America, it was like, eh, depending on the person."
Yeah, Jose.
I want his vent!
He says, good thing they didn't see that infamous Liefeld drawing of Cap.
Oh, no. Amelie, get ready.
It's famous. You might have seen it before. It's,
oh
it's,
my god, yes! I'll be careful!
What am I even...
Why is he reverse pregnant?
What is wrong with his
Or
legs?
As he would have looked like in the movie.
Try a top on and the pattern's this big and suddenly on your boob it's like this wide. Yeah. Oh my god.
That's so that's
terrifying.
And everybody at home listening knows what I'm talking about.
I remember seeing this before.
See, you replace the A with a little bird.
I don't care. Look at the chest.
Also, his face is really thin and creepy.
It looks like a dog.
He doesn't have a nose.
It looks like a dog.
Who drew that and thought that was okay enough to
Rob Liefeld, the creator of Deadpool. He's not a good artist. This is usually Exhibit A. Bad point.
Gross. He doesn't think it's good, though, right?
Fucking gross.
No, he thinks he's yeah.
Oh, he's how is good. This even possible?
Though? I need to write a letter.
I mean, even for the Hulk or something, it would be too much. So imagine for Captain America, which is just a super soldier.
No one should let him draw.
You're coming to a realization that we've all had since the 90s. Or we're there. We're all there. Let's see. Ange from Comic Box Commentary says, this is the first time I heard one of the girls swoon over a character, a much different response than merely saying someone is hot. That's awesome. And he says, love the in-depth discussion about Captain America's van, or as he calls it, the love wagon.
Yeah.
I don't know that this is true.
I love him less.
I'm okay with the love wagon.
That sounds disgusting.
Imagine if it was. He's like, oh yeah, just come around to my love wagon. We'll go to the mall. Like, no.
It doesn't sound American enough, you know.
No.
It doesn't follow the theme.
According to my deep love of Cap, that doesn't seem like him. It doesn't seem like him at all.
You sound in denial.
It's not his character.
It's not his character, and I refuse.
Martin Gray from Too Dangerous for a Girl says, those handbook pages for the phone and van are hilarious in their detail, and sort of sad unless you're strangely attracted to schematics revealing the secrets of every last nut and rivet. It's the official hand job of the Marvel Universe. Mind, it is vital to know the van has carpeted interiors. Cap must have his comforts.
Oh, yes. We do.
Now, he takes me to task about the Captain Britain thing about, you know, whether or not non-English Brits like him or not. He says, Captain Britain does not look like a Mexican fighter. He looks noble and amazing and manly. The trousers and boots are based on Napoleonic cavalrymen.
Oh, okay, I see that.
All I know is that this Alan Davis design is loads better than the original version with the chest lion. That's not an X on his chest. It evokes a saltire, Scotland's flag of St. Andrew. Mm-hmm. I find the boots and tights well sexy. Sure. Brian Braddock was never fighting for the establishment, just to save the people of the United Kingdom. And if that brought him into occasional contact with HRH or the PM, well, these things happen. What's wrong with Captain Britain being English? He has to be from one of the countries. I've never heard of actual British comics fans having a problem with Cap being a toff, just anti-English folk who don't actually read comics. Well, did I hear wrong? Who told me this? And it was our friend Maidley from Wales.
He's the one who
kind of hates Captain Britain. So
he's our reference for everyone. Yeah.
So he fessed up to being the curmudgeon of the bunch, and he says his opinion is not a popular one.
Okay.
But that in any case, most people in Britain have never heard of Captain Britain.
That seems appropriate.
Yeah.
And then a few short comments on the Christmas minisode.
Ooh.
Bradley Null says, happy uncanny Xmas. Great episode. May no gifts be curses. Eric says, fun for the holidays. I just had to pull out my copy of Cap 316 to follow along with the Armadillo commentary. Yay, yay for the big spoon. Rob Kelly says a particularly potty-mouthed episode. I guess Sunboy brings that out in people.
Especially in us.
Chris Franklin says, I didn't realize the levels of Sunboy's douchery until the girls pointed it out on the Legion of Super Bloggers site. But I'm still not sure he deserved to be a flaming zombie or have his head caved in by Kirby Tech. Okay, if he betrayed the Earth to the Dominators, he deserved the flaming zombie bit. I also didn't realize the giant spoon was Kong-sized. Wow. A fun little bit of Christmas. And finally, Nathaniel Wayne says, I love how the only thing that could equal the squee level of Armadillo was the death of Sunboy.
Both amazing.
Oh, great gifts.
Finally, some Facebook likes and shares from Abel Padilla, Agents of Hammer, who said this was important data files all agents should see. Billy Lacasse, Chris Franklin, Dale Russell, Dave Foster, Gene Hendricks, H. Daniel Raybolt, Jared West, Martin Gray, Max Romero, Michael Wagner, Nicholas Prom, Ollie Almeida, Rob Kelly, Robert Gross, Russell Burbage, Sean Emmons, Shag Matthews, who you gave the win to and I think sort of regretting now. But he felt vindicated. He said, this episode, Siskoid and the ladies finally do Captain America. Wait, that didn't sound right. More importantly, I finally get the respect I deserve in listener feedback. This is how we advertised it.
And then no one watched it.
Yeah, no one listened.
Is he the fire or the water?
He's the fire.
Because I changed my vote.
It's true. You changed your vote.
I changed my vote because I realized with what you were saying that I was more water than fire.
Yes.
So Shag loses.
You're very leaky.
Yes. From the eyes.
Well, we are talking about Captain America.
Tim Wallace, Van Z, and Zachary Finkenstein, and on Twitter, retweets and favorites from Captain Marvel Talk, Cash Flag, a.k.a. Al, Comic Book Insurance, Comic Reflections, Coffee and Comics Blog, who guessed that Captain Ultra would be the unsuspected hit.
Oh,
before you listen.
Good job.
DC in the 80s, Edward Hyde, Gaston Peugeot, Jeffrey Brown, JSlab425, Justices vs. Dawn, Martin Gray, who said this was one of his top 23 podcasts.
I feel special now.
Rad Network, Ryan Daly, Stephen Bird, Super Ollie, Tony Wolf, Treasure Comics, Trekker Talk, and Warrior for Peace.
Yay.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
You're all delightful.
I have a story to share before we finish.
Okay.
When I told my coworker that I was doing this podcast, that I was reviewing superheroes, he said, well, there can't be that many, can there?
Muggle.
You've been 30 years.
Stay tuned.
Leave us comments wherever you can find the podcast, whether the Fire and Water Network website, the Fire and Water Network Facebook page, or through Twitter. The hashtag is FWPodcasts, plural. We'd love to hear from you about, well, I guess these four characters and concepts, but on the show in general. Until next time, be hot, don't be not.
I listened to the Christmas special at home, and my mom was in the same room as I was. She wasn't impressed with the amount of swearing.
And we don't swear.
She basically
I swear.
No, and we were incredibly
we went
and move. The two comments, all right, you're definitely on that show because I can hear you laugh from the other room. And yeah, that's a lot of swearing.
I swear all the time. This is no shocker.
I swear
by the moon and the stars in the sky, I'll be there for better and worse, till death do us part.